The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are showing locally with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. So upcoming plays in Raleigh or Cary, we start with Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, June 9th, 3 p.m. Users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. Next we have Caroline or Change, being done by the Justice Theater Project on Sunday, June 16th at 3:30 p.m. Now, Justice Theater makes two totally free tickets available to users of audio description, and for them you want to call 919-264-7089 to make reservations. Also, we have Annie by North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. In Durham, we've got Hello Dolly at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, on Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m. And Cats at DPAC on Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. And that's what we've got live theater-wise. Pickings are a little slim for the moment here. Moving on over to the movies, now the following theaters show movies with audio description. There is the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. Also in Raleigh is the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill, there's the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, there's the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And finally, in Garner, is the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Now, Regal Theaters, of which these are all part, has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about their movies playing in their theaters. You can call 844-462-7342 and simply follow the menu prompts, and you can find out what the show times are, which theaters they're playing in, and et cetera. Okay, well, speaking of which theaters they're playing in, well, we've got opening this week is A Dog's Journey. It's rated PG, and it plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and Timberline. We've also got John Wick, Chapter 3. Parabellum is the full name. So it's John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. Apparently, it is a third in the franchise series. It's rated R, playing at all six of those theaters. Rocket Man, this is the movie about Elton John, rated R, also playing at all six of those theaters. Breakthrough is rated PG, and it is opening just at the Crossroads in Cary this week. Holdover movies, we've got Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So it's Pokemon Detective Pikachu, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Palms is rated PG-13. That's playing at the Crossroads in Cary and Beaver Creek in Apex. The Hustle, rated PG-13, also at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex. Tolkien, rated PG-13, playing just at the Crossroads in Kerry. Avengers Endgame, the Crossroads in Kerry, Beaver Creek in Apex. Long Shot, rated R, the Crossroads in Kerry and the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Intruder, rated PG-13, at the Crossroads in Kerry, the Beaver Creek in Apex. And Ugly Dolls, rated PG, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, and the White Oak in Garner. Captain Marvel, rated R, still holding over at the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Little, rated PG-13, is at the Crossroads in Kerry. And Shazam, rated PG-13, at the Timberline in Apex. And now for a look at what the movies are all about. We've got A Dog's Journey, which is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. Audience are invited along on A Dog's Journey, the next chapter of the beloved best-selling series by author W. Bruce Cameron. The family film, sequel to A Dog's Purpose, told from the dog's perspective, serves as the much-anticipated follow-up to the soulful story of one devoted dog who finds the meaning of his own existence through the lives of the humans he teaches to laugh and love. After searching for his purpose through several eventful lives, Buddy is sure that he has found and fulfilled it. Yet as he watches curious baby Clarity get into dangerous mischief, he is certain that this little girl is very much in need of a dog of her own. When Buddy is reborn, he realizes he has a new destiny. He's overjoyed when he is adopted by Clarity, now a vibrant but troubled teenager. When they are suddenly separated, Buddy despairs. Who will take care of his girl? The genre here, they call this an animals-slash-family movie. Once again, A Dog's Journey is rated PG. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, is rated R for some language and pervasive strong violence. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. And Super Assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild, and with a $14 million price tag on his head, he is the target of hitmen and women everywhere. This is an action-adventure suspense thriller, and that's John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which is rated R. Rocket Man, rated R, runs 2 hours and 1 minute. Rocket Man is an epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy Reginald Dwight into international superstar Elton John. This inspirational story, set to Elton John's most beloved songs and performed by star Taron Egerton, tells the universally relatable story of how a small-town boy became one of the most iconic figures in pop culture. Rocket Man also stars Jamie Bell as Elton's longtime lyricist and writing partner, Bernie Taupin, Richard Madden as Elton's first manager, John Reed and Bryce Dallas Howard as Elton's mother, Sheila Fairbrother. And this is a musical drama. Breakthrough is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 55 minutes. Breakthrough is based on the inspirational true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds. When Joyce Smith's adopted son John falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But as John lies lifeless, Joyce refuses to give up. Her steadfast belief inspires those around her to continue to pray for John's recovery, even in the face of every case history and scientific prediction. From producer Devon Franklin, who also produced Miracles from Heaven, and adapted for the screen by John Nieport, who is responsible for 7 Pounds, from Joyce Smith's own book, Breakthrough is an enthralling reminder that faith and love can create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. And this is a drama. And once again, Breakthrough, rated PG, running 1 hour and 55 minutes, is based on an inspirational true story. Captain Marvel, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence and action and brief suggestive language, runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior who finds herself caught in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Living on Earth in 1995, she keeps having recurring memories of another life as U.S. Air Force pilot Carol Danvers. With help from Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing her special superpowers to end the war with the evil Skrulls. This is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. And once again, that's Captain Marvel, rated PG-13, runs for 2 hours and 8 minutes. Long Shot is rated R for strong sexual content, language throughout, and some drug use. It runs 2 hours. Fred Flarsky, played by Seth Rogen, is a gifted and free-spirited journalist with an affinity for trouble. Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron, is one of the most influential women in the world. Smart, sophisticated, and accomplished, she's a powerhouse diplomat with a talent for, well, mostly everything. The two have nothing in common, except that she was his babysitter and childhood crush. When Fred unexpectedly reconnects with Charlotte, he charms her with his self-deprecating humor and his memories of her youthful idealism. As she prepares to make a run for the presidency, Charlotte impulsively hires Fred as her speechwriter, much to the dismay of her trusted advisors. And this is a comedy, and Long Shot, once again rated R, runs 2 hours. Pokemon Detective Pikachu is rated PG-13. The running time is 1 hour and 44 minutes. The story begins when Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son Tim to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, Detective Pikachu, a hilariously wisecracking, adorable super sleuth who is a puzzlement even to himself. Finding that they are uniquely equipped to communicate with one another, Tim and Pikachu join forces on a thrilling adventure to unravel the tangled mystery. Chasing clues together through the neon-lit streets of Rhyme City, a sprawling modern metropolis where humans and Pokemon live side by side in a hyper-realistic live-action world, they encounter a diverse cast of Pokemon characters and uncover a shocking plot that could destroy this peaceful coexistence and threaten the whole Pokemon universe. This is a animation action-adventure, and Pokemon Detective Pikachu is rated PG-13 and runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. Palms is rated PG-13 for sexual references and some language. It runs 1 hour and 31 minutes. This is an uplifting comedy about Martha, played by Diane Keaton, a woman who moves into a retirement community and starts a cheerleading squad with her fellow residents. Cheryl, played by Jackie Weaver, Olive, Pam Grier, and Alice, Rhea Perlman, those are her fellow residents, and she proves that it's never too late to follow your dreams. This is a comedy, and it has a description track available via ActiView. Shazam, rated PG-13 for language, intense sequences of action, and suggestive material, runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. We all have a superhero inside us. It just takes a bit of magic to bring it out. In Billy Batson's case, incidentally, he's played by Asher Angel, by shouting one word, Shazam, this streetwise 14-year-old foster kid can turn into the adult superhero Shazam, played by Zachary Levi, courtesy of an ancient wizard. Still a kid at heart, inside a ripped godlike body, Shazam revels in this adult version of himself by doing what any teen would do with superpowers. Have fun with them. Can he fly? Does he have X-ray vision? Can he shoot lightning out of his hands? Can he skip his social studies test? Shazam sets out to test the limits of his abilities with the joyful recklessness of a child, but he'll need to master those powers quickly in order to fight the deadly forces of evil controlled by Dr. Thaddeus Sivana. This is a fantasy, science fiction, action adventure. And Shazam, rated PG-13, runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. The Avengers Endgame is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. It runs 3 hours and 2 minutes. Adrift in space with no food or water, Tony Stark sends a message to Pepper Potts as his oxygen supply starts to dwindle. Meanwhile, the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, and Bruce Banner, must figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown with Thanos, the evil demigod who decimated the planet and the universe. This is a fantasy, sci-fi, action-adventure, and The Avengers Endgame is rated PG-13 and runs 3 hours and 2 minutes. The Hustle is rated PG-13 for crude sexual content and language. It runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway have winning chemistry as a pair of con artists plying their trade in a stunning seaside town in the south of France. Josephine Chesterfield, played by Hathaway, is a glamorous, seductive Brit with a sprawling home in Beaumont-sur-Mer and a penchant for defrauding gullible wealthy men from all corners of the world. Into her well-ordered, meticulously moneyed world bursts Penny Rust, played by Wilson, an Aussie who is as free-form and fun-loving as Josephine is calculating and cunning. Where Penny amasses wads of cash by ripping off her marks in neighborhood bars, Josephine fills her safe with massive diamonds after ensnaring her prey in glitzy casinos. Despite their different methods, both are massive diamonds after ensnaring their prey. Something not quite right here. Anyway, despite their different methods, they seem to get along, I guess, is the gist of it. This is a comedy, and once again, The Hustle is rated PG-13 for crude sexual content and language. The Intruder, rated PG-13 for violence, terror, some sexuality, language, and thematic elements, runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. When a young married couple, played by Michael Ealy and Megan Good, buys their dream house in the Napa Valley, They think they have found the perfect home to take their next steps as a family. But when the strangely attached seller, played by Dennis Quaid, continues to infiltrate their lives, they begin to suspect that he has hidden motivations beyond a quick sale. This is a suspense thriller, and The Intruder once again is rated PG-13 and runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. Tolkien, rated PG-13 for sequences of war violence, runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. Tolkien explores the formative years of the renowned author's life as he finds friendship, courage, and inspiration among a fellow group of writers and artists at school. Their brotherhood strengthens as they grow up and weather love and loss together, including Tolkien's, played by Nicholas Hoult, tumultuous courtship of his beloved Edith Bratt, played by Lily Collins, until the outbreak of the First World War, which threatens to tear their fellowship apart. All of these experiences would later inspire Tolkien to write his famous Middle-earth novels. And this is a drama, and Tolkien's rated PG-13, runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. Ugly Dolls is rated PG. It has a running time of 1 hour and 27 minutes. In the adorably different town of Uglyville, weird is celebrated, strange is special, and beauty is embraced as more than simply meets the eye. Here the free-spirited Moxie and her ugly doll friends live every day in a whirlwind of bliss, letting their freak flags fly in a celebration of life and its endless possibilities. The endearing, unique residents of Uglyville occasionally look to the sky above the town, where a new ugly doll will appear and be embraced by their community. This is an animation movie, and this movie, they tell us, has a description track available via ActiView. And once again, you can get showtimes for these various audio-described movies by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. Simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll find the movie that you want at the theater that you want to go to. So jumping back over to plays, taking a closer look here, we've got Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater playing on Sunday, June 9th. At 3 p.m., meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. In the pursuit to right a wrong, Pippin struggles to decide whether he should settle down and pursue a peaceful life or continue to make magic with the dazzling troupe of performers. Music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz. Book is by Roger O. Hearson. This is directed by Patrick Torres. You can call 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 for tickets. Adults are $28. Students and seniors are $24. And users of audio description can get a free second ticket for their driver or their companion. Caroline or Change at Justice Theater Project. The audio-described performance is on Sunday, June 16th at 3:30 p.m. It's written by Janine Tesori and Tony Kushner. Set in 1963 Louisiana, a provocative story of political change, social change, and pocket change. Directed by Tara Hodge. Music direction by Jackson Cooper. Choreography by Tristan Andre Parks. Caroline or Change is a riveting, moving and awe-inspiring musical featuring a virtuosic score by Janine Tesori, who did Shrek the Musical and also Thoroughly Modern Millie. It blends blues, gospel, and traditional Jewish melodies, creating a breathtaking medium for Kushner's provocative and personal story. In 1963, the Gelman family and their African-American maid, Caroline, live in a sleepy town of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Caroline is drifting through life as a single mother of four, working in a service job to a white family. A fragile yet beautiful friendship develops between the young Gelman son, Noah, and Caroline. Noah's stepfather, Rose, unable to give Caroline a raise, tells Caroline that she may keep the money that Noah leaves in his pockets. Caroline balks and refuses to take money from a child, but her own children desperately need food, clothing, and shoes. Inside the laundry room, Caroline receives musical advice and inspiration from her washing machine, dryer, and radio, while also receiving counsel from a bus and the moon outside the laundry room. Some of the greatest social advances that the country has seen are being set in motion, and change is knocking at the door. Now, this is performed at Umstead Park United Church of Christ at 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. And Justice Theater Project does make two free tickets available for users of audio description. That's one for you, one for your driver. And call 919-264-7089 to make reservation. That's 919-264-7089. Annie continues to play at the North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. Their audio-described performance is on Saturday, July 27th, 2 p.m. You can make reservations with them by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Tickets run from as little as $25.15 all the way up to $103.15. And once again, that's Annie at North Carolina Theater. Over in Durham, we've got Hello Dolly at the DPAC on Saturday, May 25th, 2 p.m. It is, in a word, perfection, says Time Out New York. This Tony Award-winning Broadway legend, Betty Buckley, stars in Hello, Dolly. The unfortunate thing here, friends and neighbors, is that we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Reviews. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I hope you've enjoyed this particular episode. And maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.